Now you're welcome back to yet another Irish Examiner Sports podcast, following the fortunes of Irish people around the world in this time of coronavirus. We're heading back to Los Angeles to a man I've been looking forward to speaking to for some time. Dara Lynch is a Cork native, a member of the LA Cougars GA club out there, and is also a physiotherapist. So he's going to tell us kind of firsthand what life is like on the medical frontier at this moment in time. Dara, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast. It's bright and early in Los Angeles. What's the latest out there on this Saturday in relation to coronavirus and California?
Hi, Colin. Yeah, thanks for having me on. So I suppose to start off kind of a bit about myself, yeah, I'm from Clonakilty, County Cork. I've been out here in the US now since 2012. Spent some time in Dallas, Texas before I moved to Los Angeles in 2018. And I'm working as an orthopedic physical therapist with Kaiser Permanente here in West Los Angeles. So obviously with the crisis now in the last month, things have been quite different. So I generally work in the outpatient clinic here in West LA, seeing orthopedic and sports rehab cases, which I'm continuing to do. So we are now transitioned almost entirely to telehealth services via video and telephone conferences with patients. And I've also been helping out then in the inpatient hospital as well. So this past weekend, I was covering in the inpatient hospital where I did see some COVID cases. And it was actually just last week that we, physiotherapy, began seeing COVID cases. Up to that point, it was really just essential services, if you will, just medical and nursing. Now that we're seeing a lot of these patients recovering, so a lot of patients that maybe were seriously ill, maybe in the ICU, intubated, are now starting to recover, and we're starting to see more and more of these patients now needing physiotherapy, occupational therapy, kind of rehabilitation following their COVID experience.
Okay, very interesting, and we'll come back to that point there, Dara, the recovery, etc. But in terms of you, in terms of protective clothing, has been a huge topic of conversation, not just in Ireland, but around the world. What sort of precautions do you have to take?
So the kind of workflow now at the hospital is everyone has to come in through, just there's a couple of entrance points. There's going to be a greeter at the entrance point. There will be one entrance point for staff, one entrance point for patients. You'll get screened, first of all, if you have any symptoms, fever, cough, shortness of breath, if you've traveled internationally, or if you've been in contact with anyone with confirmed COVID or under investigation. There'll be a temperature check. If you have symptoms and or you have a temperature, we have now tents set up outside the actual physical building where patients can be screened if needed. And also if staff member tests, say if they have a high temperature on that day, they're immediately sent home, so they won't be allowed to work actually in the facility. Then in terms of protective equipment, so in Los Angeles now, there's been an order that it's been ordered for all public even members to wear a mask if they're in any essential business. So if you're going out to the grocery store, pharmacy, any place of work, you have to wear a face mask while you're in the building. We don't have to wear face masks in public in general, though it is strongly recommended. While working in the hospital, so with the COVID patients, it's quickly evolving. Essentially every day there's new developments, but the standard now last week is gown, gloves, face mask, not an N95, just a protective face mask, goggles, and gloves. Now that's actually transitioning next week. I believe they're upgrading it to the N95 mask. So the difference between the masks would be the N95 would protect against airborne pathogens. So COVID initially was believed to be airborne, then it was downgraded to droplet. And I believe maybe now that they're having more masks come in, they're going with a safer route of giving people the airborne protection when they're seeing the COVID patients.
So explain to me then, your background is obviously physiotherapy. You're being brought into this. Are you asked to do other tasks other than your physiotherapy role? Are you assisting, because of the pressure that hospitals are under, are you assisting other medical personnel?
Not yet, because the surge, we've been expecting a surge that we expected to already hit, where we would be called in to help out with inpatient more so. But that hasn't happened, thankfully. The numbers so far have been manageable here in Los Angeles in terms of the capacity of the hospital. So last weekend when I worked in inpatient was actually just a weekend rotation that we'll help out with inpatient, a weekend a month, say. So it just meant that my weekend fell on the first weekend when physios were to see COVID patients. So I was actually the first physiotherapist to see COVIDs last weekend.
Okay, and what are the major issues that people have while they still have it or are recovering from coronavirus, Darren?
So it was interesting to myself because it was my first time seeing confirmed COVID cases. So I saw quite a spectrum actually of levels. So for instance, I saw one gentleman, he was an older gentleman in his 80s. He was after a hip surgery, a hemiarthroplasty. He'd been at a rehab facility where I believe he'd picked up the virus, and he was admitted then to the hospital and kind of went in there not sure what kind of functional level he'd be at. He basically didn't seem to have a whole pile of respiratory symptoms, just quite deconditioned and weak. But you know, he was able to partake in some physical activity. Then, you know, on the other end of the spectrum, I went to see a younger patient who was a 35-year-old who was actually a family care physician himself. He had contracted the virus. He wasn't actively treating COVID patients. He didn't necessarily know how he contracted the virus, but he ended up having to be intubated and put on a ventilator, and he was in ICU for 2 weeks. So I saw him, you know, the first day after he'd been extubated. So he was incredibly deconditioned. You know, he was totally dependent, essentially. Now, you know, he sitting him up was essentially the amount of activity he could tolerate. Now, I know that over the course of the week, I've kind of been following how he's been doing, and I believe he's doing a lot better day by day. You know, he's getting back on his feet now, walking with a walker. So I think, you know, a large part of the area that physiotherapists will be seeing these patients for is the secondary effects of, you know, being intubated, being bedbound for a prolonged period of time, and then having to rehabilitate them. And obviously then they're compromised respiratorily as well, which is going to affect how much activity they can actually tolerate.
Okay, the viewpoint that you mentioned there a little earlier about surges and peaks, and everyone is expecting this week will be the week, next week will be the week, etc. What is the viewpoint in Los Angeles? Is the infamous curve being flattened, or are they still expecting more and more cases?
I think right now people are seeing that we're doing okay. So, you know, if you look at New York versus Los Angeles, I think Los Angeles brought in some of the stay-at-home orders and whatnot slightly earlier. And, you know, they've been fairly proactive about things. So they, here in Los Angeles, they the Navy ship, the Mercy Hospital ship, is docked here in LA, which has 1,000 beds, and that's to help with hospitals that have an overflow of patients. Now that's for non-COVID patients. So if the hospitals are overrun with a massive influx of COVID patients, there's beds on that hospital ship that can be used for non-COVID patients. They've also opened up a temporary surge hospital for strictly for COVID patients as well. So that's that's a hospital that will admit COVIDs only. And I think, you know, on Friday there was I think 9 or 10 patients so far in that hospital. So the numbers so far have been manageable. So now, especially with Kaiser Permanente, who'd be pretty proactive, the focus is slightly shifting from, you know, making sure we're prepared, because at this stage we're fairly prepared that if it does have a sudden peak, we can handle it. The focus is kind of shifting to, okay, how are we going to now return to normal care eventually, and what can we do and learn from this experience to actually maybe improve service in the future?
Yeah, and that leads me to my next point with you, Dara. Given that your role is, and if you pardon the pun, very much hands-on, how will physiotherapy operate in a post-COVID world?
That's something that we've been learning a lot about. So, you know, obviously telehealth is kind of still an emerging facet of healthcare, and it's a thing that, you know, again, Kaiser are pretty forward with different innovations. So we've been pushing to try to have a more of a telehealth service for probably the last couple of years. And with the whole COVID crisis now, people have been forced to embrace it, I suppose, a little bit more. And it's actually led to lots of problem solving and fixing different things, like say for video consultations with patients and making those go more smoothly and improving the workflow with those. So some of the positive things, you know, is definitely that we can now offer those services to the members. It's still not going to replace, obviously, with physiotherapy, it's not going to replace an in-person visit for a lot of cases, but in the case of someone who's going through a longer rehabilitation process, instead of having to come in every 2 weeks, you may be kind of seeing them once a month, once every few weeks, and then video consults in between to make sure that they're following their rehab program and they're able to continue improving. So it definitely gives another facet that we can use for patient care, and the patients seem to love it. I mean, it's popular for physicians to have a consult with your physician. That's probably been more popular in the past, where you can just have a video conference with your doctor. Now we're seeing it coming more so into physiotherapy as well.
Okay, in terms of the GA club, I suppose, was our starting point. We were speaking to Ronan Wall there a few weeks ago, and he was saying great inroads being made in terms of the social link up between the players. I believe they have a Friday night online drinks and cards and everything like that. Good spirit amongst the Irish community out there?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's kind of what kind of keeps you going. So, you know, the social groups that you'll have, like the WhatsApp groups, and that's the Friday night poker online, keeps people in touch. And especially LA can be kind of known for being quite spread out, and you know, the there's a lot of traffic, so you kind of end up staying within your bubble wherever you're living. So it's great still to be able to connect with people even during isolation and keep that side of things going, because, you know, this would be the time now when the gas season would be picking up and you'd be going to training every week, and that's kind of the social aspect that you'd miss, and also I suppose the physical exercise aspect as well.